big day of racing today. Of course, we've got a meeting as well at Ballina. And all reports, nice day. Gary Cleese, you'll update that for us. How are you, Gary?
G'day, Sean. Yeah, nice day. Look, there's a bit of high cloud hanging about, but I've gone and had a look at that track, and I've got no doubt. I even talked to the course curator a minute ago. He said, you'll just wait till the stewards get here, but I think we'll get an upgrade, mate. It's got a good cover of grass, and looks pretty good at the moment.
All right, the rail, where's that today, I guess?
In the true position, Sean, in the truth. So there were big fields, a lot of scratchings. A lot of horses were coming down from Queensland and pulled out, but nothing wrong with this track today, mate.
All right, now the first there, the maiden, we put out numbers 1, Pornstar Pete, 7, Cockapelli, 8, Mimi's Choice, 12, Mia's Got Class, 16, Harry Star, 17, General Nelson. Now, number 11, Hussein Boots, $1.65. 5, Cedar Rapids at $5.50. 6, Go Hard on Hewler is $6.50. 10, Sky Classic, $9. Vivid Image, the 14, $10. 12 or longer after that.
Yeah, I'm 11, 10, 6 and 13. I think she's only got to bring that Brisbane form, Hussein Boots, to be hard to beat here. She runs second at Demon and third at Eagle Farm and beaten point 4 and beaten point 5. So very, very well placed. I've got the Big Dangerous there, 10 Sky Classic. Really nice mare. She resumed for nearly 12 months off the scene. She'd had a couple of bone chips removed, and she looked homey first up, and just that last 50 metres she was found wanting, beaten point 3 of the lane. Comes in a lot with the scratchings now, and I think she'll be fitter in the yard. 6, go hard on Hula. Nice horse here. He's on debut. Really liked his trial 11 days ago when he won the trial at Coffs Harbour. He's had a very good race mare and in lots of Hula from the Bellamy stable. And 13 goes in here, Miss Oratorio. She was terrific on debut when she ran second at the Gold Coast 900. And things went wrong for it, which I just see Alicia Willick has put the cross over the noseband on her first time and draws good. And it's only runner for Alicia here today. 11, 10, 6 and 13 race 1.
Right over the second, put out 1, Redane, and 7, the Exhibitionist. Now 2, Ready for Danger, 310. 11, Queen Cora, 390. 5, Attila, 550. 3, General Nelson, is $6. 9, Secrets No More, 850. Then 4, Lyrids, at $16. 19 or longer after that.
Yeah, this might end up a good maiden, Sean. 3, 2, 5, 11. I'm with the 3, General Nelson. Shocky, you had no luck on debut. He ran 8 to 14, beaten 4, and he should have finished the length off him. He just got held up, and then he run into trouble when running third beyond Doudar. He protested against the winner. That was dismissed. But I like him here today. I think he'd be hard to beat. 2, Ready for Danger. Been well trialled up, this guy. He's had 6 trials. Matty Dunn's got him. He's had 2 trials back. He was pretty soft in winning that trial at the Gold Coast 10 days ago. He wasn't knocked around. He gets the 1 gate. Now, he's the big watch horse, a 5 Artiller. 3-year-old Noel Dawes got by I'm Invincible. He debuted back in August 2016. He was beaten a mile. Things probably went wrong. 9 winners have come out of the race. He'd won trials going into that debut run, and he's had 2 solid trials back, and he was ultra-impressive to win a trial at the Gold Coast 10 days ago and draws well. Massive watch around him. And 11, Queen Cora. Good run here last start. Beyond My Cousin Bob just wants a little bit of a luck from that sticky gate. 3, 2, 5, 11, race 2.
Third event, put out the 6, Much Deeper. 7, The Lord's Loot. 10, Kitty Ping. 12, One Piece. 13, Smooth Velvet. Now, 1, Cascada Rosa is $1.28. 9, How Jammy's That, $6. 2, Call the Captain, $8.50, along with 11, Love Our Stratum. Then 26 or longer for the rest.
Yeah, he's short. I think he can take beating 1, 9, 11, 2. I'm with Cascada Rosa. He went to Lisbon. He was on that leader's bias track. And, Sean, he's still learning, this guy. And just even looking at him in the yard and looking at him in running, he's crying out for 1,400 metres. He doesn't get an over-strong maiden, and he draws good here today. 9's the danger. How's Jemmy's That? 2 runs back, touring first up when he run 4th behind Stratusi in a good race at Moreland Bay. He's since gone back and run 4th at the Gold Coast behind Ironcraft. 1 winner's come out of the race already. He drops in weight. He's going to be hard to beat. 11 goes in here. Love your stratum. I thought the last run was a lot better. Only a lightly raced team, filly improving. And 2, Call the Captain. He had a lot of improvement on him on debut. 1, 9, 11 and 2, race 3.
Now, the next 2 Lighthouse Keepers not running. 3, Luna Fiore, 5, Even. 1, Darkling, 550 with 9, Young Amazon. 11, Rahima Las Vegas, 750. 4, My Cousin Bob at 850. Then the 6, Fashion Saga at 10. 8, Grand Dazda is 11. Gee whiz, $12 for Fire Red Ochre, 7, Brandy Balloon. $13 the 12, Vanuara, and $18 the other one, Lonnie Rocks, the 10. Almost everything given an each way chance.
Is he favourite, Rahima Las Vegas, at $7?
No, he's 750 Rahiba Las Vegas. Favourite Luna Fiore at 5.
Okay, Ron, I'm with the 11. I'm 11, 3, 10 and 1. I'm with Rahiba Las Vegas here. He's had 4 solid runs back. Geez, he was good here the other day beyond Karen Zart. He was beaten 0.4 of the length. 4 horses have come out of the race to win. He drops 4 or 5 kilos here today. Oh, I like him. Luna Fiore, Big Danger, down from the Gollum stable, little mare that's got good solid form in Queensland. Tinlani Rocks, I like his first up run at Lismore. Academy Hill beating 1.8. He had improvement in him in the mounting yard. And I'm leaving the top of there, Darkening. Look, she was disappointing at Lismore to first go for the Matt Dunn stable, but a form in Adelaide was good enough, and she looked terrific. Maybe she didn't handle the Lismore track. 11-3, 10-1, race 4.
All right, back in a sec. They're almost set now, race 5, Addington. Seven, 8-2, race 5, Addington, number 7 gets the money, Homebush Justine, 1840, 380, 8 Makers Mark, $1.60, and number 2, Soraya Jade, $1.04, 7-8-2, race 5 at Addington. Now, we're up to the next at Ballina today, which is race 5, and here we pull out 3, Bingo Bobby, and number 14, Absale. Now, 5, Cure Water, 5 even, 11, Starfest at 5.50, 8, Hope Island, 7, 6, He Says So, 7.50, 4, Go Wood, and number 12, Regal Lad, Godwood and Regal Lad, both $8. 1, My Cousin Jackie, $8.50, then 13, Pink Chaperone at 15, 16 or better after that. Another open betting race, Gary.
Yeah, I'm with the fight, Sean. I'm 5, 8, 1 and 11. I'm with Cold Water here. She's had 3 runs back. She's had a 13, 15 and a 1700. She was beaten a length when running third in the 17 at 18 days ago at Grafton. She's won from 1750 to 2200 metres. She's coming off a class 3 back to a 55 rating with a good mate, even though going up in weight. Hope Island, the 80, got his foot on the till. Look, this is his first go at 19. I've got no doubts he'll run it. 1, My Cousin Jackie's had 2 solid runs back. I've got no doubt she's the best mare in the yard. She's another one having her first go at a bit of a trip, but she's got that big weight. I wouldn't leave her out, though. And I give Regal Lad, right on the bottom, the 12, a definite chance. Third at the Sunshine Coast and third at Eagle Farm last start. He gets a kilo and a half over the limit, and he's been placed here at Ballina in a good yard. 5-8, 1-12, race 5.
Right, numbers official. Race 5, Addington, 7-8, 2-3, they are official. Now, the next we put out 3, Emperor Maximilian, 5, Black Denim, 9, Cloud Consort, 13, Destiny's General, 14, Miss Zinzin, 1, De Steve at 2.15, 8, My Cousin Red, 4.80, number 2, Diversifier, and 10, Lilouette, both $9, 6, Destiny's Lass at 10, 12, Nelly's Delight, 11, 11, Elite Double O at 13, 4, Sound the Horn, 14, the other one, Beaufort Guy, the 7 at $21.
Yeah, I'm 1-6-4-8. I'm with Steve. He was really good here to win first up, and he led and he run him ragged. Now, he had 3 gates that day, and he's got 8 gates today. I don't really think that'll make a difference to him. I think he's still going to be hard to beat, and he only goes up. Let's go up half a kilo on winning here, and he did run 57.9. He was getting along. 6 Destiny's Last resumes here, 4.5 months. She's got a great fresh record. 6 times winner, and 4 of her wins here have been at the Ballina track, and 3 of them have been over the 1,000. Massive watch. 4 Sound the Horn. I was looking at him, he had improvement in him here last start behind Des Steven. He draws the 1 go to see a tongue tie goes back on him. And I'm throwing the 80 in My Cousin Red. He's not normally a 1,000-metre horse. He did win first up at Grafton over the 1,000. He's a better horse when he gets 1,200, 1,400 metres. But just on the fresh side, he might be running on late again. 1-6-4-8 in race 6.
Next event, 5, Queen Charlotte, 9, Capital City, 11, Lingering Love Out. Now, 2 Dubai Sights, 3.50 equal with 3 Sunny Fame. Just ahead of the 6 spinning quarters at 3.70. Then a gap to 4 Dandy Toff at 9.58, American Diva 11, $12 for 1 Cruise Power, 17 or better the rest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you see a little mare well played, 6.3.8.2, and that's 6 spinning quarters. She's had 4 runs back, Sean. She ran 3rd beyond Sorority Sister, beaten 1.9. He went straight to Eagle Farm and Doorman to win. 1 at Inverell, run 2nd beyond Epic Dan, and he's won 2 cents. And went to the qualifying championship race, beaten 0.1 of the length, and had 56, and it gets 52.5 kilos on its back. Very, very hard to beat. Sunny Fane, the big danger. Just don't think he quite running out the 1,400 metres in that championship race behind Perfect Dane. I'd say Matt Dunn wouldn't have done a lot. We've freshened him up back to the 1,200. 8, American Diva. Huge run first up at Eagle Farm. Mile off him down the back and hit the line hard to be beaten. 3 up to the 1,200. And 2 Dubai Sights. He's going good. He went to that championship race behind Cogliere. He mightn't have quite run the 14 out. Long trip for Matty Robinson, but he's got a definite player, a chance. 6.3.8.2 in race 7.
And the last 4 anymore, 7 Swindler's Miss, 8 Basic Strategy, and 11 Venetia come out. Now, 6 Motion Granted, 2 even. 3 My Cousin Bossy, 460. Number 12, Tuleman is 5. 5 Doughty, $8. 2 Steve Surprise at 10. Then 14 or longer.
Yeah, I'm 6-3-12-2. I'm with a 60 Emotion Granted. Barry Bourne's runner. Only runner for Baz here today. No, he's got another one. He's got two in. And he's one at Eagle Farm, second at the Gold Coast, second at Eagle Farm, third at Doom, and fourth at Doom. And draws good, well placed. Winkers on, first time, blinkers off. Like him. I think the danger is three. My Cousin Bossy, he's had the one run back in the championship race behind Perfect Dane. Oh, he goes good, this guy. He went in Eagle Farm and Doom and win a last preparation on Saturday meetings. 12 in here, Tully Man, huge first up. Got a mile out of his ground and hit the line hard. And to Steve's surprise, he's had the three runs back. He'd be right at his top today, and that claim's very important to him. 6-3-12-2 for me in the last, Sean.
All right, what do you stand as today, Gary?
Yeah, like race 3, number 1, Cash Starter Rossi's pretty short now, and I'm really keen on race 4, number 11, Rahiba Las Vegas. I like his money at last start. So race 3, number 1, race 4, number 12, quaddy numbers, 5, 8, 1 and 12 in the first leg, 1, 6, 4 in the second, 6, 3 and 8 in the third leg, and 6, 3, 12, 2 in the last leg, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. There later on today from Ballina.
Have a good one, mate.